you know, each person out there has their favorite things. Some have different, we can say, preferences. Some have different favorites depending on what item it is or what thing it is. Have I ever thought what is favorite to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Subhanallah, our Khaliq, our Creator, our Sustainer, the one to whom I'm going to return. A person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That indeed to Allah we belong and indeed to Him is our return. I'm going to return to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. However I live my life in this dunya, this short life, whether it's obeying Him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or disobeying them, I'm still going to return to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm still going to be answerable for my actions and what I speak in this world. I'm going to be accountable for everything. Subhanallah. Listen to this beautiful narration, or these two narrations, that the most favorite act to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is to offer salah in its stipulated time and to perform good deeds, virtuous deeds with parents. Subhanallah. If your parents are still alive, you are most fortunate. Serve them, listen to them, obey them. Obey them so long as they do not instruct you to do something against the Sharia, against the Islamic sacred law. Please them. They make dua for you, subhanallah azza wa jal. And you will be following this command. You'll be following this blessed hadith, and this is one of the favorite acts to Almighty Allah azza wa jal. Another hadith, the most favorite act to Almighty Allah azza wa jal, after the fara'id, after the essential actions, is to enter happiness into the heart of an Islamic brother. Subhanallah. When last have I made fellow Muslims happy? Start with your family. Charity begins at home. We hear this all the time. Start with your family members. Enter some happiness into their hearts. So we don't mean buy them a car or buy them the latest mobile phone or something. No, I mean, just to smile at them. Just to, you know, be concerned about them. Ask them how they're doing. Phone them if they're far away from you. Make them happy for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah ta'ala, this will help us. This reward will be of benefit for us by doing so. Inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, in the grave as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.